This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for the Cloud Communications Alliance and TR Publications. We have with us today Rick Knight, the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Peerless Network. Rick, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the time.
And also Jim Brewer, Executive Vice President of Products and Technology, also at Peerless Network. Jim, thank you for joining me again.
Thank you, Doug. I look forward to the conversation.
Well, this is going to be very interesting. We're going to be talking about recent news out of Peerless Network. They've added an SD-WAN SASE to their product portfolio. And not only that, but it's being done in the context of a greater vision that Peerless has for the market, for the channel community, and for the enterprises that are impacted. We're going to be diving right into that in just a minute. But Rick, could you just tell us a little bit about Peerless?
Sure, Doug. Peerless Network was started back in 2008. Today, we cover over 98% of the U.S. population, processing over about 9 billion minutes a month on the network. We're fully operational in Canada and the United Kingdom. It's been a great year for us. You know, in our last conversation we had, we talked about our direct routing with Microsoft Teams. We have discussed our solutions on Search Shaken, where we were one of the first companies, one of the first four to have it completely implemented into our network. We continue to focus on products and services that not only can be sold directly, but will allow our customers to white label our services, right, to give them a bigger portfolio of services that they can offer their customers. And we do that because we always focus on one thing first, and that is quality and ease of implementation of our products and services. And I think what you'll hear from Jim, which we appreciate the time and Jim joining us as well, is how we're doing this again with our SD-WAN SASE product and how customers can go out and really focus on either selling that directly or white labeling it for their customers. And the key comes down to it's going to be a service that is focused on quality and the highest level of service that we can give our customers. You know, we've been in business for 14 years. And the great thing about us is even our first four customers that joined the network are still on Peerless today. I think that really says a lot about the company, not to mention that Jim is also a co-founder of the company. And, you know, everyone who started the company, who can so actively work in the company, is here. So when we go and we roll out new products and services, there's a dedication and a focus to make sure that those products are successful and achieves what we need to do in the market. And one of the key things over the 14 years is we've really been a disruptor. And this is another case where you'll see how we're going to disrupt the marketplace, not only from a price perspective, but a service perspective and a feature functionality perspective. So that is really the key of how we move forward, support all channels across the marketplace today, and stay really focused from a quality perspective, delivering what customers need.
So Jim, with that in mind, and as a founder of the company, why SASE and why now?
That's a great question, Doug. So Peerless offers a wide range of voice services to our enterprise customers, from SIP trunking to UCAS to SIP-based PRIs. And one of the challenges an enterprise has when implementing a voice over IP service is how to manage that traffic versus any other data traffic on their network. And SD-WAN and SASE are the perfect solution to that challenge. So to the same customers that we offer the voice service, we now can offer the SD-WAN service, which allows them to plug this into their enterprise network and manage the voice traffic, manage their data traffic, be able to prioritize the traffic, and add another layer of redundancy to their data network. When you have mission-critical applications riding across your data network, which your voice service definitely is, you want to make sure that you have redundancy available to those applications and the ability to prioritize those applications over one another. So with the introduction of the SD-WAN SASE service, we're providing another tool in the toolbox of our enterprise customers to be really able to fully manage all of their communications, both voice and data needs.
Now, Rick, my understanding is you sell these products to the enterprise, but you sell them through a partner community.
That is correct. We have a vast group of agents. We have signed up all the master agents that are out there. We have over, I believe right now, about 700 agents out there actively selling and channel partners out selling our products and services today, both directly under the Peerless name and also through a white label that allows them to brand the service under their name as well, which has been very important for some of the MSPs that are out in the marketplace today.
So, you know, Jim, as Rick had said before, this is you guys almost have a handcrafted approach to technology. You're sort of carefully curating a portfolio of things. I want to help me understand how this fits in with this larger picture. And what I'm specifically wondering is, you know, if I'm a partner and I'm out there selling, why do I need this in my portfolio?
That's a great question. You definitely need SD-WAN and SASE in your portfolio because enterprises, especially in the post-COVID environment with a much more distributed workforce, enterprises have a need to be able to better manage their data network and better manage the applications that ride over the data network. And of course, multi-location enterprises have a need to interconnect those locations. And, you know, there's been various forms of technology over the years to facilitate that, you know, going all the way back to frame relay and MPLS and ATM. And SD-WAN is the latest and greatest cutting edge technology to manage a wide area network. And the reason it's so popular is because of some of the great capabilities that it provides over and above a more traditional MPLS or private network. And Peerless really has done a lot to build a best-of-breed offering there, and excited to talk more about that.
And that's what I'd like you to understand a little bit better. I hear a lot about SD-WAN. We've been hearing about it for a few years. And actually, frankly, sometimes people have had a hard time explaining, you know, exactly why I need it and so on. I'd like to know precisely what the need is. I think I understand it a little bit better now, and also how your offering is unique.
Yeah, that's a great question. So on the need, I can give a great example. If you have on your data network in your office, if you have multiple applications, obviously you have a lot of different traffic flowing over that data network. Your voice traffic in the form of voice over IP might be one of those applications. You'll have traffic for your customers trying to get to cloud-based services like Office 365 and Salesforce and others. And then you might have employees sitting there on their lunch break, you know, watching YouTube videos or streaming a Netflix movie. And without any prioritization and traffic management, all of those different applications are contending with each other. And if you have limited bandwidth or maybe an outage with one of your circuits that causes limited bandwidth, and all of those applications are contending with each other, then that can cause some problems. You surely wouldn't want an HD Netflix movie interfering with somebody's phone call or Zoom meeting, right? So SD-WAN allows an enterprise to manage that traffic. And obviously, you know, Peerless is not the only provider here. We're not the first provider here, but we've really spent a lot of time developing our product to make it accessible and best of breed and easy to use. And to talk more about that, as folks look at SD-WAN solutions in the marketplace, they'll soon realize that there's a lot of variability to the offering. There are some that are extremely low cost, but they have very little capabilities and little to no capabilities that are put directly in the hands of the customer. And then you have others that are very feature rich, but priced prohibitively, right? And Peerless, you know, we came in where we really think we've hit the sweet spot here, and that is we have a very competitively priced solution. We have an award-winning portal that our customers can use to manage all of their Peerless products in real time through a portal. So whether it's, you know, adding phone numbers to a voice service or managing a UCaaS extension, or as it relates to SD-WAN, being able to view graphs in real time of network utilization, of quality statistics, of packet loss, and latency and jitter, those sorts of things. We have all of that information readily available in a portal. And most importantly, in the same portal, a customer can add and manage their applications. So we talked about, you know, being able to prioritize different types of applications over one another. And through the Peerless portal, a customer can do that. They can add an application, whether it's Netflix or Office 365 or Zoom or a proprietary application of their own, and then choose for that application how they want to be able to manage the traffic, what priority should be given to that traffic. And then once they've added their application, they'll be able to see graphs in time of the utilization of those different applications and how, in, you know, when they might be contending with each other, they're prioritized. So we put a lot of power into the hands of the end user through the Peerless portal. And also, we've chosen really what we view as the best technology partner here. We are working with Juniper, formerly known as 128 Technology, and using their platform as the basis of our SD-WAN SASE offering. And the reason we chose them, there are a few. One is they have a very robust offering, especially around security features and being able to manage traffic, but also they have a technology that is very unique versus other competing solutions. So most other SD-WAN platforms utilize IPsec connectivity and tunnels to be able to establish connectivity between sites. And IPsec it's secure, it's very capable, it's been around a long time, but it adds a lot of overhead to the traffic. And in the case of some traffic, if you're using voice over IP, for example, the IPsec-based technology can add up to 40% overhead to the traffic. So that what that means is if you have normally 10 megabits per second of traffic being consumed by voice over IP, you know, you're now looking at 40% more bandwidth being consumed by your voice over IP traffic because of the IPsec technology that those other SD-WAN services use. And 128 Technologies, Juniper's technology, is something called secure vector routing that has, you know, a fraction of the overhead of IPsec. So that allows customers to obviously be more efficient in their bandwidth use. Some customers that have implemented other SD-WAN offerings have actually had to upgrade their bandwidth and pay more for their bandwidth just because of the overhead of IPsec and the platforms that they're using. And our customers won't have to contend with that. But beyond that, obviously, as we talked about, we have the Peerless portal, all those real-time dynamic capabilities. And really, you know, with the partnership with Juniper, we're really offering a future-proof platform that we can use to extend new capabilities in the future, and obviously new capabilities around security and the like.
You know,
Jim, there's one thing can I add one thing to what Jim just said is when we're talking about the Peerless portal, the key thing is not only do they manage the SD-WAN, SASE requirements, but all services they buy from Peerless is in that same award-winning portal. So they'll be able to manage their cloud PBX service if they're using that, if they're using SIP trunking with us, if they're using Microsoft Direct with us, our direct routing product with us, it's all within the same portal. So it's very easy to use and manage.
You know, Rick, Jim brought up some interesting issues, and it got me thinking about some of our enterprise readers and listeners and also the people that serve them. And I was thinking about many situations where you're going to have these different functions on the network. In other words, a hospital, even the waiting room of an auto dealership, a supermarket, many different places have a situation where you have commercial use by the employees. And at the same time, you may have customers sitting there or patients sitting there, sitting on the network, actually watching a Netflix video or doing email or some other function. And I'm wondering whether this product will help companies mitigate the issues that are involved with that.
And absolutely. And that is, you know, one of the key value propositions of SD-WAN and SASE is to be able to manage and prioritize traffic. If an enterprise has a Wi-Fi network that they're managing minimally, they could easily have, you know, their customers in the auto dealership, as you're mentioning, sitting there, you know, streaming a car video on YouTube while the sales manager is trying to process an order for a car, right? And it's obviously most important that that $30,000 car sale goes through rather than, you know, the customer streaming their video. So, you know, being able to manage traffic in real time is absolutely a key value and key feature of the SD-WAN SASE service.
So, Jim, this does sound like a very interesting opportunity, but it does sound like an opportunity that the frontline salespeople need to understand. And I'm sort of wondering how Peerless will be helping your partner companies do the training, get people organized so they can really grab this opportunity.
Yeah, that's great. We have a lot of tools and solutions available here. So I think the first thing for those frontline salespeople to bear in mind is that every enterprise nowadays has a data network of some sort, whether it's a cable modem from their local cable provider or a DSL line or a Wi-Fi or E-based network. Every enterprise has a data network, and then every enterprise probably also has a voice network. So when that salesperson is out speaking with those customers, they should know that there's always an opportunity for SD-WAN SASE because there's always a network that could be made better. And that's really what SD-WAN does. So we have, you know, many enterprises know, you know, they have issues when, you know, their cable service, and they might have had the foresight to go buy an LTE backup service. But if those services and those networks aren't well provisioned and well configured, then, you know, when things do happen, it might not be a very graceful move between providers. And what SD-WAN does, one of the things we haven't talked about, is allows those multiple connections to be used in a very hitless manner. So if one thing goes down, the other takes over. Circling back to the salesperson, you know, they should know that customers that have any type of data network and any type of redundancy that they might have implemented within their data network are targets for the SD-WAN service because they will make any of those networks and solutions better. And on top of that, Peerless provides a whole bunch of tools for those salespeople to make that sale better and easier. So what we have is built into the award-winning Peerless portal is a portal for all of our channel partners to be able to log in and put together proposals that contain lots of detailed information and data sheets on the service. And of course, we have the ability in that same portal to actually be able to order and manage the SD-WAN service. Either the customer can do it themselves or the channel partner can do it on their behalf. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to implement and manage SD-WAN through Peerless. The portal that we've developed is very intuitive, very easy to use. Defining these applications and understanding how to implement them is very intuitive and just a few mouse clicks. And then on top of that, Rick and his team have lots of sales collateral, sales training, webinars, and of course a great team of solutions engineers to help support and implement a sale.
Yeah, I think just to add on a little bit to what Jim had to say, I think the key thing is that for everybody who's listening in today is you really don't need to be an expert in SD-WAN, SASE type applications, because we have the experts at Peerless that can work with them. Our sales engineers team is well-versed on data products and services and voice services and applications that can work together. So they should not be afraid to go out and sell SD-WAN and SASE. All they need to do is pick up the phone and give their channel managers or their salesperson a call, and they can put them in contact with the sales engineers and walk them through and help them get everything taken care of and answer any questions that they may have. The key thing is you really just don't need to be an expert. You just need to go to know that you have the resources available to get it done.
So this sounds like the best move is to go to the Peerless Network's website and start checking things out.
Absolutely. They'll find all the information on there. It will show them directions into the portal as well to see that. Plus, all our products and services are on there and contact members of the reps within the region. But they'll have everything they need to drive revenues within their business or improve the overall quality and drive down some costs if they're an enterprise business as well.
Well, Rick and Jim, thank you for joining me today. It's been a very interesting podcast, and it's exciting to hear that you guys are connecting the dots, providing an opportunity with SASE directly to the partners, and a really interesting solution to the customer and end user base. We're going to be looking forward to our next podcast with you guys. You guys are always making news, but for now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.